Well, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. Scottsville, Sunday the 2nd of August, 24 pentrometer, 7 meter false rail, 8 race program. The first is off at 7 minutes past 12. Maiden plate for fillies and mares, 1200 meters. For the Good Times ran a cracking first race, number 3. Got to be the right horse, way ahead of speed rating and everything else. Love Comes Knocking, big price. Have a close look at this one, 16-1, and that's an each way play for me definitely on the day. Race 2, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1200 meters. Well, the money's all for the unpronounceable number 9. Wengi trains it, Gavin Lorena rides it, well bred. Give me the power, looks like the obvious danger, but I'm going to put in two other horses in my bipod, Floral Kingdom, who's got 3 good runs, and Azal. Now, Azal took a terrible drift last time and ran as expected after the drift. Ignore its run. Have a very good look at Azal. Could go really well here. Race 3, Open Maiden, 1750. Well, Open Maidens, we look at the weights, and at the weights, I'm going with After the Fire. The 3-1 World from the Glen Cotson Yard, number 4, ran on his last run. Improved last 2 in the blinkers. Everything looks like this is lined up for After the Fire. Dangers, well, maybe Future Prospect, second run after rest. Chef's Kiss, I wouldn't leave out of your exotics. The run before last was pretty good. Race 4, Class 4 fillies and mares, 2,000 meters, open. But Cotson holds the key, 3 Sesame and 7 Golden Angel. Little between the two, have a look at their last run. When Sesame won, Golden Angel's got to have a very big chance on this, and I think she's probably the right horse. Worth including Cool Wind, good front runner, and gets Van Rensburg, decent rider. Should be able to go up there and improve a lot, Cool Wind, I think. Our Lady Fate, number 2, and Stampede Ahead, who's run in 2 features, lost twice, and gets DeMello, got to be considered as well. Race 5, Sea Stakes, 1,600 meters. Song to the Moon was my strong first choice here. I think this will win. Excuses last run, got good form, come from the Cape. You've got to completely ignore that run on the poly. Worth including a bigger perms, 4 Buddy Boy. Looks like he's absolutely ready. 6 Serpentine Fire was back last time and improved as well. 8 Dancing on a Cloud, course and distance 3-1. And 9 Quat. Now, this horse gets ridden by Sibs' son. How nice it would be for his son to ride a winner for him. And he came from way off them last time. Didn't run a bad race behind Wicked Warrior. And then Master Bomber, number 11, DeMello for Ferry, ran on last run. Got to have a chance. Race 6, fillies and mares, 1,400 meters. I really like Blue Poppy here, number 2. Another each way bet. Third run after race. Got very good form and should go extremely well. The dangers might be 3 Captain's Pride. DeMello sticks with this one. And 7 All the Boys I've Loved. DeMello jumps off this one. Murray rides it. Got some form. Interesting. Ricky Tiki Tavi, number 1. When they put a set of blinkers on this, that's when we're going to be with it. Race 7. T-Stakes, 1,000 meters. Michael Roberts might be the key here. Jane's Vision and Bless Me Fred, both big prices. Jane's Vision's a very big price. Intrepid, the 9-2 shot, number 6, Alison Wright and Keegan DeMiller. Champagne Mac, second run after arrest. I don't like that at all, so that's why I'm going against it. There are a number of others. Trafalgar Square, the 8-year-old, worth putting in as well to bigger perms. Race 8, Class 4, 1,000 meters. Well, my old friend Military Command runs now over 1,000. They're taking the 4 kilos off. He'll jump and run away, and maybe he'll hang on. This is such a poor race. I thought Axis Power was a big danger. The blinkers have been put on this one. Rock Music, number 5. The blinkers are off, and Bungani ridden it twice for a win. So that might be worth putting in. Call of the Karoo, 16-1. I would throw that into a bigger perm, as with Billy Cool, number 10. Got some pretty reasonable form and won extremely well last time. That's it for Scottsville. Remember, the place of choice is Interbet for your exotics. Monday and Tuesday, no racing. But we're going to see what we can find on the sports front. There's always chances with Interbet. You can bet on all types of things. They're playing all types of cricket in England. Go and run spreads on the 100 and that type of thing. Have a good day.